想想看，什么事情是很让你生气的事情？
Is it when you stand in line at a grocery store or talk to someone that you just feel like this person bugs you?
好像在去超市买菜的时候，排队的时候，可能有人呢、啊，就使你很这个不舒服。
There are a few things that truly make me angry in this world.
有几件事情是我让我非常生气的。
I wasn't always like this. I wasn't always angry about this.
我并不是说常常都是以前不会这样子。
But now, whenever I see it, I really get triggered.
但是现在呢，常常很多事就让我发脾气了。
And for me, it's bad drivers.
很多是这些不会驾驶的人。
In Vegas, it's, you know, there's people that don't signal, they cut you off, they're in the passing lane, but they're really slow.
他们呢就是换线不打灯，然后呢就挤进你的这个车道来，然后呢然后不守规矩。
And there's a small point in my life where I always say, I'll always show them grace, I'll always be courteous, and I'll always be respectful.
以前呢我就说好啊，我给他们展现出我的恩典恩德哈，就是不跟他们生气。
I spent some time in LA for a month, and I knew the drivers there are really bad.
我也在洛杉矶待了一段时间，那边的开车也是很糟糕。
Anyone here from Los Angeles?
有没有人从洛杉矶来的？
And so if you're from Los Angeles, you're a bad driver, right?
所以从洛杉矶来的话，你就是一个这个危险驾驶的人。
And if you're from Los Angeles and you're Asian, you're a bad driver, right?
如果是洛杉矶来的又是亚洲人，你就是更是属于这个危险驾驶。
And do I dare say, if you're a female, you're bad? No, I'm not going to say that. No.
他说女生开车更糟糕。女生同不同意？ No, we all disagree.
Of course not. Of course not. Actually, my wife is better driver than me.
我太太其实是开车开得比我好。
She never got a ticket, only been in a minor accident, but every car that I've ever had have been in an accident.
头
Pretty close.
他说他太太开车呢都很少拿单子，他呢所有的车子都是出车祸出事的。
Yeah, every single car.
每一个车都是。
But so when I went to LA, I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to be different.
我到洛杉矶的时候我就说好，我要跟人家不一样。
And so I look at them and I can tell they want to get into my lane and they're about to cut me off.
所以呢，我开车的时候知道他们前面那个人呢，他就想要插进我的这个线路来，我就会知道他们的意图。
And so I'll slow down so that they will get in and let them in.
所以我就慢下来，让他们就是插进来。
And if there were cars behind me that I knew they were in a hurry, they would get really close to me, right?
所以我后面有车子呢追着我很紧，我就知道他们是很急的人。
And I wouldn't just stay my staying speed, I would pull over and let them pass me.
所以我就会挪开，就让他们超过我。
And sometimes if I'm in a parking lot and I see someone that needs a parking spot, I'll let them have it.
所以到停车场，我找到一个位置，看到他们也需要，我就让他们那个位置了。
I used to do all those things.
我以前是这样做的。
I don't do it anymore.
我现在不这样了。
It really seemed like...You did it for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Everybody, you help them out, and they keep continuing to just be bad drivers.
所以呢，每次都这样让他们，他们呢还是这个驾驶的这个态度不改变。
And I think sometimes in our life, we try and show kindness to people and love to people and be patient with people, and in return, they almost do nothing back.
所以呢，我在生活当中常常是想说把我自己的恩典、恩惠、恩德啊展现出来，但是他们这些人呢，并不会有这个感激的回应。
In fact, there are times where people would even take advantage of it, and they know you're trying to be kind, and they will do worse to you.
所以呢，有的时候他们也知道啊，你是要做好事，他们就这个好像就是用你的这个弱点来利用你了。
And I think a lot of us are in that kind of position where we give every ounce of our heart to that person, and they would not show any kindness back.
所以呢，我们都有这个经历，我们对那某一些人呢，就是挖心挖肺的，结果不是得到同样的回应。
And it's actually very difficult where you try and you just give everything you have, and it would be a huge burden to us, but we just get weakened and weakened and weakened by it.
所以呢，我们常常是想说尽我们可能的去帮助别人，但是呢，有的时候就会让我们非常气馁。
My friend and I a few days ago we were at a sandwich shop ordering something for him.
所以呢，前一阵子我跟一个朋友到这个三明治店，我们去点一点他吃的东西。
He wanted to order something, and a coupon would give him half off a sandwich.
所以呢，我有一个这个优待券，可以减半价去买这个三明治。
And so we were ordering, and the way that the person taking our order just very rude and very short.
所以呢，那个店员呢，他的态度是非常的不好。
And we were actually very polite, very kind, and we wanted to just show we were kind to that person.
所以呢，我们是很有礼貌的，也对他非常友善，就希望说让他知道我们的态度。
Okay, so we thought maybe she was having a bad day. We let it slide, no problem.
所以我们想说啊，可能他今天心情不好，那就算了。
But then the next person in line, she was different, very kind, very loving, very good to that person.
但是呢，下面来的一个人呢，他就是对他态度就不一样了，对他非常的好，非常的有耐心。
And we kind of understand, you know, we weren't the same skin color, we were different, and she wanted to treat that person better because they were the same.
所以呢，我就觉得说可能是肤色不一样哈，后面那个人就跟他的肤色一样，所以他的态度就有点转变。
And typically we would, you know, have a hardened heart towards that.
有的时候我们就会好像将心比心的来想一下。
And sometimes we feel like, you know, these kind of people, we want to single them out.
所以呢，通常这样的人呢，我们是想说要把他们这个彰显出来。
And we would be hardened against these kind of people, and no matter what they're like and who they are, we still want to be hardened to them.
所以呢，我们常常都希望跟他们，不管他们怎么样，我们还是希望跟他们友善相处。
And then as much as we want to try and be kind to them, it makes it really difficult.
所以有的时候我们虽然好像想要友善，但是还是很难跟他们相处。
And sometimes I feel like I don't want to be kind.
所以有时候我觉得说我干嘛要这样子好呢？
And sometimes I feel like they don't deserve it.
有时候觉得他们根本不配我们这样子友善对待。
And I don't want to put myself, and I don't want to lower myself, and I don't want to weaken myself for that person.
我也不要因为这样子就把我自己的这个德性啊降低了。
But I know God wants me to.
但是我知道神是要我这样去做。
But I don't think I could do it.
但是我觉得我做不到。
Especially when it comes to bad drivers.
特别是那些危险驾驶的。
But I always get asked this question, you know, how do we love people that's hard to love?
常常有人来问我说，我们怎么去爱那些不可爱的人。
Because we all know that loving people is hard.
我们知道要爱人是非常困难的。
So this is what we're going to answer today.
所以我们今天要来看看，怎么这经文怎么说。
But at the same time, in the back of our mind, we always ask, you know, why does God allow so much evil in this world?
那有时候我们在想说，神为什么允许世界上这么多邪恶的事情
？God, you're so powerful and you're so loving. Why don't you stop this evil? And why am I in so much pain?
如果神是这么有大能的话，为什么神不就禁止这些邪恶的事情？为什么我们要在这边
？And sometimes we get into this rhythm where we just.Try and obey God, and we wonder why are we so frustrated.
所以我们就常常想说，我们是要照神的话去做哈，但是我们还是都是非常气馁的回应。
And sometimes when we try and love this person, we start building a shell because we get hurt so bad.
所以我们要去爱一个人，有的时候我们就会要筑起一道墙来，因为我们受到伤害。
Because sometimes we know they've taken advantage of us.
有的时候呢，他们就是来利用我们。
We open ourselves up, and then they come and take our heart and crush it.
所以呢，我们把我们的自己啊，敞开心门，但是受到的伤害呢是非常大的。
One time, I had a big heart for helping the homeless.
有一阵子呢，我是很想帮助那些无家可归的人。
And I thought to myself on Christmas, I told all my friends, you know, don't give me anything for Christmas because I want to help the homeless and give them something.
所以在圣诞节的时候，我就跟我朋友讲：“你们不用给我礼物啊，我也不给你礼物，我要去帮助那些无家可归的人。”
So I bought these large boxes and I filled them up with things that they would need, like a scarf, a sweater, toothbrush, socks, towels, everything.
所以我就买了那个盒子啊，里面就装了他们需要的东西，什么毛巾啊、衣服啊这些牙膏、牙刷这些东西给他们。
I put my heart into this. I was really just got them the great things, not just you know things on sale, not things that were just cheap.
所以呢，我就放了一些很好的东西在里面，不是一些很便宜的东西。
And so on Christmas Day, I woke up really early. I drove around trying to find homeless people and give them these boxes.
所以圣诞节的时候，我就早上起来，我就开车去看啊，看看哪里有一些这些人，我可以把这个盒子送给他们。
And I met this one guy. He said, you know, yeah, I'll take a box. And you know, do you think you can buy me a cup of coffee? I was like, sure, yeah, no problem.
所以呢，碰到那个人在路口，我就问他，就把盒子给他。他说好，他说你可不可以带我去买一杯咖啡？我就带他去了。
So we actually ended up at Denny's. I bought him some breakfast and just really chatted. We talked about our lives, had a testimony and everything.
所以呢，我后来呢就带他去餐厅吃早餐，我们两个就在聊天，就他就告诉我他的故事。
And then when we were over, when we were done, he said he wanted $35 to go back home see his family. I said, okay, sure.
他吃完饭之后，他就说他需要$35，他就可以回家跟家人团聚。我就说好啊，没问题。
So I give him the $35 and then I drive around and say, hey, see you later. I drive around and trying to find other homeless people to give the boxes to.
所以我就给了他$35以后，我就说好啊，你回家哈，就祝你好运。我就再开车去找别的人，我可以把这个盒子送出去。
And I see him walk in a completely different direction where I dropped him off. He said he needed to be at the train station.
结果我就看到他呢，我是把他放在那个火车站，他说要坐火车回家。结果我看他是往那个相反的方向走。
And I saw that he didn't have the box, he didn't have anything. He was just walking by himself, maybe doing something. I don't know what he was doing.
结果呢，就看他手上那个我给他的盒子不见了，我也不晓得怎么回事，他就在那边走，我也不知道他去哪里。
And it got me thinking, maybe he played me a little bit.
我就想他是不是骗了我了嘞
？He was tricking me and thinking that he had this family to go to and all he needed is money, and then he would take my money and leave.
所以呢，他告诉我说要回去团圆，但是事实上他拿了我的钱，可能就是不回家，就是骗我的钱。
But after that encounter, my heart just a little bit more closed off.
那个事情以后呢，我的心就开始有一点点的，就不像以前那么敞开了。
I felt a little crushed.
我就觉得有点受伤。
I exposed myself to that person. I poured my heart to that person, and it felt like he was taking advantage of it.
我觉得我是自己这个敞开心扉的跟他谈，结果呢，他是这样的对待。
And it made me think twice about helping people and loving people.
所以以后呢，我再想去帮助人家的时候，我要再就多思考了。
And then I look at the people that are really bad people, definitely don't want to help them, right?
有一些人呢实在太糟糕了，你真的不想去帮他们。
Those who just simply, they don't deserve it.
你就觉得说这些人根本不配我们去帮他。
Especially the people that disagree with us, or those annoy us, or those who don't deserve a second chance.
特别是那些人跟我们不一样 又跟我们想法不一样不同然后他们的做法也非常糟糕根本就是不配再得到第二次的机会
We're actually going to look into the book of Jonah
我们就要看的经文是在约拿书里面
Some of you may already know Jonah was a prophet who fled to do God's will
我们知道约拿的故事的话你知道约拿这个先知他是躲避神的旨意
So turn with me to the book of Jonah
所以我们来看一下约拿书
So God saw thatThere was an extremely wicked city.
所以神看到一个非常邪恶的城市。
God wanted Jonah to go preach against the city.
所以神要约拿呢到这个城里去传道。
God says, I'm going to destroy the city because of their wickedness.
就跟他们讲说他们这个城里邪恶太大了我要把这个城给毁了去警告他们。
So we are in the book of Jonah.
所以我们来看约拿书。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰儿子约拿说你起来往尼尼微大城去向其中的居民呼喊因为他们的恶达到我面前约拿却起来逃往他施去躲避耶和华下到约帕遇见一只船要往他施去他就给了船架上了船要与船上的人同往他施去躲避耶和华
You have to wonder why Jonah fled.
为什么这个约拿要逃掉呢
？The command is simple. Go warn the people that I'm here to destroy the wicked city.
神给他的旨意非常清楚、明白、简单，就是说你去警告他们说我要把这个城给毁了。
Fire and brimstone shall bring terror to the city, and will be punished for their wickedness.
火跟硫磺呢要到这个城里把他们毁了，处罚他们的罪孽。
very similar as to what God has done in the past with Sodom and Gomorrah.
就像神呢灭了所多玛和俄摩拉城一样。
So why would Jonah flee?
为什么约拿要逃跑呢？
Was he scared to preach against the wicked city?
他难道是害怕去到这个罪恶之城传福音吗？
Perhaps he felt threatened that he'll be ridiculed.
他是不是怕他们会来嘲笑他呢？
Perhaps he was scared and was not a seasoned speaker.
可能他觉得他自己是不是一个不是很资深的讲员。
We'll find out later.
我们等一下会看到。
So Jonah heard the command and went the opposite direction.
所以约拿听到神给他的命令以后，结果是往相反的方向。
God was not happy.
神不高兴他这样子。
Verse 4.
第四节。
But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up.
然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
You can see in the storm, the anger matches the storm.
所以你就知道这个神的怒气有多大，就是让这个海中的狂风有多大。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was to the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep.
So the
captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that they may not perish.
水手便惧怕，各自哀求自己的神。他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻一些。约拿已下到底舱，躺着沉睡。船主到他那里，对他说：“你这沉睡的人哪，为何这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不至灭亡。”
The captain was wondering, "Are you seriously asleep? How could you be sleeping right now?"
船主就觉得很奇怪，大风大浪，大家都在求神，你这个人怎么在睡觉？
And they said to one another, verse 7, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you? So we said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of the heavens, who made the sea of the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, Why have you done this? For the men knew that they fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. They said to him, What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and the sea will become calm for you, for I know that this great tempest is because of me.
第七节，船上的人就彼此说，来吧，我们自谦，看看这个灾临到我们的是谁的缘故。所以他们就自谦，猜出约拿来。众人就对他说：“请你告诉我们，这个灾难临到我们是谁的缘故？你是以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一个国家？属于哪一个族的人？”他就说：“我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。”他们就大大惧怕，对他说：“你做的是什么事呢？”他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。他们问他说：“你们当下，我们当下你怎样行呢？才能使海平浪静呢？”这个话是因为海浪越发的翻腾，他们对他说：“你们将我抬起来抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们遭这个大风是因为我的缘故。”
I want to point out something very interesting here. Oh, actually, let me read verse 13 first. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard toward return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with the innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows.
然而那些人竭力的要这个当将把这个船靠拢岸，但是不能，因为海浪越发的向他们翻腾。他们就求告耶和华说：“耶和华，我们恳求你，不要因为这个人的性命使我们灭亡，不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你耶和华是随自己的意志行事的。” 他们就将约拿抬起来抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了，那些人便大大的敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
I want you guys to notice very something. Notice something very interesting here. Before the storm, they were praying to their God.
所以很有意思是说，在这个风浪的时候呢，他们是向他们自己的神来求告。
And they were wondering, okay, nothing is happening. Okay, let's see why this is really happening. We'll see if it's Jonah.
所以呢，他们求告他们的神没有起任何作用，他们就来看看这个约拿的神。
And every time I read this, I always picture Jonah lying on a cushion below with his eyes shut, and they're talking to him like, "Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping?"
所以呢，每次念到这一段经文的时候，我就在想那个画面会是怎么样。可能约拿躺在那边睡觉，他们就来问他说，你怎么还能在这边睡觉呢？
And I could see him just folding his arms with his eyes shut, saying, "Oh yeah, it's because of me. If you throw me over, it'll stop." But he doesn't care.
可能他就说，好啊，好啊，就是因为我的关系，你们把我丢到海里头就没事了。
Can you just imagine being one of them, one of the shipmen, talking amongst themselves like, is this guy serious?
所以你可以想，他们这些水手，他们当中可能有些对话就说，这个人怎么真的是这样子吗？
Well, the other guy would say, well, yeah, look how calm he is. It has to be because of him.
他们就会说，对呀，就是他，你看他这么一点都不紧张哈，一定就是他的缘故。
And the other guy is like, bro, just throw him over, we're going to die.
另外一个就说：“好吧，就把他丢到海里头了，不然我们都要死了。”
And another one's like, if we do that, if the storm is because of him, we would kill him, and this guy will kill us too.
所以呢，另外一个就会讲说：“好啊，我们把他丢掉。如果是因为他的神的话，那我们把他弄死了。他的神是不是也把我们给杀死了？”
And the storm of the angry storm got worse and worse. They finally threw him over.
所以这个风浪越来越大，他们就把他丢到海里了。
And the fact that the sea immediately calms, they were probably.So scared, as it says.
结果呢，风浪就马上停止了。他们看到这样子，可能比先前要更加的害怕。
It's quite evident that they were more terrified of the fact that the sea calmed immediately than of the storm.
所以呢，他们一看到这个海浪马上停止，这个平静的话，他们可能心里是更加惧畏、敬畏的心。
And they became believers right then and there.
所以那个时候，他们可能就变成了一个相信的人。
I think that was just.Very interesting.
我觉得那是非常有意思的一段。
It's hard to see exactly what Jonah is going through without seeing the big picture.
所以我们来看看约拿的话，我们要看看这个大的图面是什么样的图面。
And why did Jonah flee?
为什么约拿要逃跑呢？
There was the people of Nineveh were the number one enemy of the Jewish people.
这个尼尼微城里的人呢，是犹太人的第一大敌。
Of course, they would always have wars, and they would capture them and kill them. But the people of Nineveh, they were different.
当然了，他们在战争的时候，他们当然是会打杀呀，把人杀死。但是尼尼微人呢，他们是更恶劣。
Not only would they capture and kill them, but they would do something very grotesque.
所以呢，不但是说把他们抓住杀了他们犹太人啊，他们会做一些更恐怖的事情。
They would capture them, skin them alive, and hang them on the pole outside of the walls.
他抓住他们的时候呢，就把他们活生生的剥皮，然后把他们挂在城墙外面的柱子上面。
And Jonah likely personally knew the people that were hung on those poles.
所以约拿可能对那些挂在那个柱子上的人呢，可能都是他有一些是他认识的。
There was countrymen, friends, family members out there on those poles.
也就是约拿的这些同胞骨肉、亲朋好友，他们是被挂在柱子上。
And they weren't simply hung on poles with rope, they were impaled.
不是说就是用一个绳子挂在那边就算是了，他们是被刺穿在柱子上头。
So you can imagine the type of fury, anger, and rage that Jonah has against these people.
所以你可以想象的出来说，约拿对尼尼微人他们这些人的他的愤怒气氛是到了什么地方。
Every single one of them, he bunched them all together in one group.
所以每一个人呢，他都非常的痛恨他们。
If you are those people, he hated every single one of them with the utmost passion.
所以呢，不管是什么样的人，只要是属于他们这一类的，他都是一定啊，恨他们到骨子里了。
And of course, Jonah could not ever forgive them.
所以约拿当然也不可能会原谅他们。
Honestly, I don't think I could either.
我觉得老实讲，我也可能没办法做到。
I mean, somebody affected you that hurt your friend or your family. I could never forgive them.
如果有人呢伤害了你的家人、你的亲朋好友，我想你也不会原谅他。
The pain is too great, and my love is too shallow.
这个伤害实在太大了，我的爱也实在太少了。
But what happens next? Moving on.
那我们看看下面发生什么事。
Jonah was thrown into the sea.
约拿就被丢到海里了。
And God saved him by sending him a sea creature.
那神呢就给了他一个这个鱼来救他。
I want to do another side note.
有一个这个特有一个这个旁注注解。
A lot of Bible scholars, pastors, and preachers will always say it was not a whale. The word is fish in Hebrew.
所以呢，很多这个解经家呢，他们都说在原来的希伯来字里面不是讲鲸鱼，而是讲说是个鱼。
And so, if you ever hear a pastor say this, they'll always say it was a fish, not a whale.
所以呢，有牧师常常他们都说是个鱼，没有讲说是个鲸鱼。
However, was Jonah a marine biologist? And did he turn his back and say, oh right, it was indeed a fish and not a whale?
所以我们也不知道约拿也不是一个这个海洋生物专家，对不对？他也不知道那个是鱼还是鲸鱼还是什么鱼。
I don't think he knew the classifications of all the sea animals in the ocean.
所以我不认为约拿可以分辨得出来鱼里面海里面什么样的鱼。
So even though it says a fish and he wrote fish, he probably didn't care. He just wrote a big fish. He thought everything was a fish.
所以在原来的希伯来文里面，就是只是讲说是个鱼，很笼统的一个字。
It could be a whale.
也可能是鲸鱼。
So he gets rescued. He actually prayed to be saved.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，约拿就来祷告，希望他能够得到拯救。
I don't know if any of you have ever experienced drowning.
我不知道你们有没有人有这个被这个淹水的经验。
It really is extreme agony.
是非常的害怕的。
Jonah 2:2, it says, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me.
这就是说，他呼求，神就应允他。
God showed him grace, mercy, and love.
神就，展现出神的恩典、恩惠跟他的爱。
God didn't have to save him at all.
神是不需要救他的。
And let's also not forget that God did not force him into the ocean.
我们要记得说，不是神强迫他到海里头去。
Jonah could have said, "Yes, I'll go," and right then and there, the storm would have ceased.
约拿可以说好啊，我就去传福音吧，那就没事了。
But Jonah's heart was hardened, and actually with good reason.
但是呢，约拿的心非常刚硬，其实是有很好的理由。
And as he was thrown into the great storm, he sank and he prayed to God, and God rescued him.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，他就向神祷告，神就救了他。
He experienced God's compassion, mercy, and grace that was bestowed upon him.
所以他就在那个时候就得到神的怜悯、恩典、恩惠、慈爱。
And I just also want to show you in chapter 3, verse 1, how relentless God is with him to be obedient.
所以呢，我们再来第三章看神是怎么样的哈，又再次的给约拿一个命令。
Right after he gets spit out, the next thing happens. Hey, don't forget, we gotta go.
所以呢，当约拿被这个鱼从这个鱼肚子当中吐出到地上来的时候呢，就跟他讲说，好了，该去传福音了。
Verse 1 says, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord.
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去。向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话，约拿便照耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微去。
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day, verse 4, and walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaiming a fast and put on a sackcloth from the greatest of the least of them. Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne and laid aside his robe. Covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger? So that we may not perish. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from their disaster, and he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
这是尼尼微极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说，再等四十天，尼尼微就是会被倾覆了。尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的都穿麻衣。这个信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。他又使人骗告尼尼微通臣说，王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜，牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水，人与牲畜都当披上麻布，人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，或者神转意后悔，不发孽怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降给他们。
I want you to look back in chapter 3 verse 4.
我们来看第三章第四节。
The very first day Jonah walked and preached, and on that very same day the word got to everybody, and people repented immediately.
他就在那个地方呢，走了一天以后呢，话就传开了，结果全城的人都悔改了。
It also says that it took 3 full days to walk throughout the entire city.
但是呢，这讲了说要有这个城呢是有三日的路程。
I'm not exactly sure how big the city was, but I'm pretty sure that I could walk the entire Las Vegas in 3 days.
我不晓得尼尼微城有多大，但是我觉得我应该可以在三天之内把 Las Vegas 走完。
I'm not going to do it, but I think I could do it.
我不会去这样做，但是我觉得我应该做得到。
So in my opinion, I think it was bigger than Las Vegas.
所以我觉得尼尼微城应该比 Vegas 还大。
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you would know, but I think I could walk 3 days around the city.
但是我觉得我应该可以三天把这个拉斯维加斯走完。
But the very first day that he went in, they all repented.
但是呢，在第一天，他们就全城都悔改了。
He didn't have to convince anybody. He didn't have to plead with anybody. It wasn't the last day. He didn't wait 30, 40, 60 days. The very first day.
所以呢，也不是说他要去求人家呀，要跟人家传什么很努力的去传，他就是第一天，他们就信了，他们不用，他下面的三十九天都不用做了。
And not only did they turn from their ways, but they really showed deep remorse.
所以他们不单单是说哦悔改，还他们有这个行动表现出来，他们是非常的这个痛恨的，这个他们的这个恶行。
Even to the point the king said, "Let's turn and change everything. We're making a royal decree."
甚至连王都下令让全城都啊这个做悔改的事。
Quite the contrast between Jonah, who fled and refused to respond to God, while the great people of Nineveh sprung immediately into action.
所以呢，跟这个约拿的这个反应是相反的。约拿反而是不听神的话，哈，就是违背神的旨意去做。
Also, in contrast, Jonah was pleased with God's grace and mercy upon him. How did he feel against those people?
所以呢，约拿很高兴神的这个恩典恩惠啊，慈爱在他身上彰显出来了。但是呢，神要这样子对尼尼微人的时候呢，约拿的心态是怎么样呢
？The main reason, chapter 4, verse 2, why Jonah fled.
在第四章第二节就让我们看到说，为什么约拿会逃跑
it ？Says, "Oh Lord, was this not what I said that I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know." That you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, who relents from doing harm. Therefore, now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
所以呢，约拿就跟神祷告说：“我在本国的时候，我不是这样子说了吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。”所以我就急忙的逃往他施去。耶和华，现在求你就拿了我的命好了吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
I always hear from Christians and non-Christians. They always say, "Oh, God is a cruel and wicked God."
所以呢，我也常常听到基督徒、非基督徒，他们都这样讲，说神是非常严厉的一个神。
Or they say that God in the Old Testament is an angry God, and God and Jesus in the New Testament is kind and gracious and forgiving.
所以他们就说，在旧约里的神呢是这个怒气的神啊，常常发怒；新约的耶稣呢是慈爱的神。
I don't see that.
我不觉得是这样子。
The cruel and wicked is us, you and me.
这个很邪恶的是在你跟我的身上看见的。
If you want God to remove all the wickedness from the world, he would have to get rid of you and me.
所以呢，如果我们要让神呢把这个世界上的这个邪恶除掉的话呢，就要先从你跟我开始做。
Even Jonah knew God's character.
这个约拿也知道啊，神的特性是什么
？Gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness, and relents from doing harm.
是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Jonah was angry that God would love them and forgive them and have mercy on them.
所以约拿对神呢，在那个尼尼微城这边，给他们的恩典呢，他非常的生气。
Jonah's heart was so closed and hardened against them that he would never allow them to be forgiven.
所以呢，约拿是不愿意他们得到神的赦免的。
And the thought of God not punishing them made him not want to live any longer.
所以呢，他在想说，神不处罚他们的话，约拿就情愿去死掉。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Jonah sat there under a plant that God had prepared. Jonah received the goodness and joy that God had done for him.
于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那个城究竟怎么样。
So Jonah went out in the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under the shade till he might see what would become of the great city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come upon over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful of the plant. But as the morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it was withered. And it happened that when the sun rose, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head, so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, It is better for me to die than to live.
耶和华神安排一个蓖麻，使其发生高过约拿，引而遮住他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因为这颗蓖麻大大的高兴。次日黎明，神却安排了一个虫子，咬了这个蓖麻，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死，说：“我死了比活着还好。”
Jonah sat there under a plant that God had prepared.
约拿就坐在那个神给他安排的那个树下。
Jonah received the goodness and joy what God had done for him.
约拿就接受到了神给他的这个恩典慈爱。
But when the worm came, he became angry.
但是这个虫子来咬死了这个树以后呢，就约拿又生气了。
If God were so good, that plant would be here for me. Doesn't he care for me?
他就想说，神如果真的关心我的话，就应该让这个树在这边替我遮阳。他是不是不关心我
？Now I'm angry. I'm angry at the plant died. Doesn't he care about the plant?
他就是生气这个树死了，不是生气这个树本身的怎么样
？Verse 9. Then God said to Jonah.Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And he said, Is it right for me to be angry even to death? But the Lord said, You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up at night and perished in the night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?
神对约拿说：“你因为这颗蓖麻发怒，合乎理吗？”他说：“我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。”耶和华说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜枯干，你尚且爱惜，何况这个尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有120,000人之多，并且有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢
？”And it just ends there.
就在这边结束了。
How often do we relate with Jonah?
我们什么时候会看见这个约拿的影子在我们自己身上？
We want God to give us mercy, grace, and love, yet when it comes to other people, we don't like it.
我们呢是想说神的恩典、恩惠、慈爱就在我们身上，但是给别人呢，我们就不高兴了。
We become angry.
我们就会生气。
Yet when God extends that graciousness, mercy, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness.One who relents in doing harm and is extended to others, how do we feel?
所以当神呢把他的恩典慈爱哈，这个神不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱给别人的时候，我们是怎么样的态度？
Jonah was upset at the little plant that it could be eaten and destroyed, yet upset at God for forgiving such a large city that didn't know better.
所以呢，约拿呢就为了这棵树也在生气，也是为了生气说呢，神要去啊赦免这个城。
It's not easy to love.
所以呢，要去爱是不容易的。
Love is difficult.
是困难的。
Love is pain.
是会让我们受伤的。
Sometimes we get fed up with those people. You know who I'm talking about. People of radical beliefs and extremists.
所以呢，有时候我们会对一些跟我们不一样的人啊，譬如这些这种族歧视的激进派的啊，这些人。
People of one side of the political party.Because I belong on this side of the political party.
可能是跟我们不一样的这个政治党派的。
You know, those people.
就是这些人。
Anti-vaxxers and anti-maxxers.
就可能是打针不打针。
Or pro-vaxxers and pro-maskers.
或者是戴口罩不戴口罩。
It doesn't matter, it's those people that I don't like.
就不管怎么样，就是这些人跟我们不一样的。
Even the gays, the drug addicts, the homeless, the rude people, the bad drivers.
甚至是这些同性恋的啦、吸毒的啦、无家可归的啦，这些危险驾驶的人。
Even those people, they need Jesus too.
这些人他们也都需要耶稣。
And we all do.
我们都需要耶稣。
We were not all that different than everybody else, but we have received Jesus' forgiveness and Jesus' love.
我们跟他们没有什么两样，都是需要耶稣的爱。
We have received His graciousness, mercy, abundance of love, His patience.And his slow to anger.
我们也得到了啊，神给我们的恩典、恩惠、慈爱，还有神的不轻易发怒、丰盛的慈爱。
I was no different.
我也没有不一样。
I was no different than of Jonah and the people of Nineveh.
我跟约拿还有这个尼尼微城的人呢，没有什么两样。
I was the disobedient one and the wicked one that everyone talks about at church.
我以前呢是在教会当中就是最坏的那个小孩子，就是我。
And I would always betray people's kindness to me.
我也常常呢，就是辜负人家对我的好意。
I knew someone loved me and wanted to be nice to me, and I would turn it around and take advantage of it.
我知道啊，有人想要爱我，要对我好，我就利用他们这个弱点。
And pretty soon, I had no friends, and my life became so dark.
所以呢，很快我就没有什么朋友了，我的生活就是在阴暗里。
My environment was dark. The movies I watched were dark. My thoughts were dark.
所以呢，我的这个环境是阴暗的。我看的电影也是邪恶的。我的思想呢也是不好的。
I thought about hurting people every day.
每一天我都想怎么样去伤害别人。
If anybody looked at me the wrong way or cut me off while I was driving, I was just full of anger and wrath.
所以呢，如果有人看我那个眼光不对，或者有人开车抢了我的线道，我就非常非常的生气。
I was sitting in my room in complete darkness, and my heart was just dark, and it was a dark and empty void.
所以呢，我就在我的房间都不开灯，阴暗。我的思想也是非常悲观的。
I pushed everyone around me. I pushed away that loved me.
每一个爱我的人呢，我都把他们推开。
The more they loved me, the more I hated it, and I hated them.
他们越爱我，我就越讨厌他们，越恨他们。
And I knew my life was done for.
我知道我的生命已经结束了。
But God was relentless.
但是呢，神是不止息的。
He was relentless in my life.
他在我身上的工作没有停。
He sent word to people to come to be in my life.
他就派人到我的生命当中来。
Jesus was not finished with me, and He wanted me to see.
神呢，并没有啊，这个就是说在我身上停止，他要我能够看见他的爱。
And He kept sending people in my life.
他就不停地派人到我的生命当中。
Random people or friends that just kept loving me.
就是不同的人，就是他们一直不停地爱我。
And there was a reason they were doing that.
他们那样做是有原因的。
They too receive God's light, graciousness, mercy, patience, abundance of loving kindness.
他们也从神那边得到了神的恩典、慈爱、慈惠啊，跟这个神这个。有恩典，不轻易发怒的丰盛慈爱，这些他们都得到了。
It wasn't easy for them, but they kept giving me Jesus' love.
对他们来说是不容易，但是他们一直不断的把这个耶稣的爱传达给我。
And it must have been excruciating agony to offer kindness and mercy to me.
对他们来讲呢，要不停的这样子啊，在我身上这样子做的话，对他们来说一定是一个很不容易的事。
They kept going because Jesus kept going.
他们一直这样做是因为耶稣也这样做。
Jesus is relentless with his love.
耶稣呢，他的爱是不止息的爱。
God didn't let the disobedience of Jonah and the wickedness of people of Nineveh, not me or not you, to get in his way of his love.
所以呢，神是不喜欢约拿的悖逆，还有尼尼微城的人，还有你跟我的悖逆，神都不喜悦。
Jesus would wreck ships for you, and he would be impaled for you.
但是呢，这不能禁止神对我们的爱啊！耶稣也死在十字架上，替我们的罪而死。
He didn't see the great wickedness as an unforgivable nor impossibility.
他不认为说我们的罪孽是不可赦免的。
But saw that we are people and have not seen or experienced a life with him.
所以呢，他看我们是说我们是一群还没有得救的人。
Romans 5:8 says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以在罗马福音第五章第八节就说，当我们还是罪人的时候呢，耶稣就死在十字架上为我们，基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们而死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。On
the cross, on the pole.
也就在那个十字架上。
And he knew coming down to save us.
他就来拯救了我们。
He knew full knowing that he would be put on the cross so that we may rise up.
耶稣知道他来的时候就是要死在十字架上，可以来使我们得救。
For us and for me and for you.
是为了我们，为了你，为了我。
And to us, from us.
还有其他的人因为我们的缘故而可以得救。
Grace, mercy, patience, abundance of love.
也就是神的恩典、恩惠、慈爱、耐心，在我们身上彰显。
There are people out there, all they know is darkness.
外面呢，那些人他们呢，可能是生活在黑暗里。
And they're drowning, they're empty, and they are in agony.
他们呢，就是在这个困难哈黑暗当中。
And when they get a glimpse of that light, perhaps they'll come one day to repent, seek, and ask for forgiveness.
如果呢，他们能看到一线线光的话呢，可能他们有一天也会想说要来悔改啊，来这个得救。
When I was in college several years ago, there was this 24-hour sandwich shop.
在我念书的时候呢，我们那边有一个是二十四小时不停的就不关门的这个三明治店。
You know, college student, the food at the cafeteria not that good, so I always had to go to the sandwich shop, and it was really good.
所以呢，那个学校的这个餐食不好，所以我常常都要去这家店买三明治吃。
But actually, I dreaded going because there was a lady there not so nice.
但是呢，每次想去的时候呢，又常常想起来那边有一个服务员，她的态度不是很好。
Her attitude was not that pleasant.
她呢，就是非常的不是让人很愉快的。
And you know, you go to a place that's, you know, the food is good, the price is right, and you just feel like the service is bad. It's just not a place you ever want to go to.
所以呢，虽然就想说那个东西是不错，可是他们的态度，服务态度这么差，你就真的不想去。
And the lady there always very rude. Next, what do you want?
那个服务员呢，他态度真的很差，每次就讲说下一个，你要什么东西，赶快点。
But each time I go, I'm very courteous. All the smiles. Yes, thank you very much.
我每次去的时候都是非常有礼貌，跟他说谢谢啊，好啊，怎么样？
I go frequently, always. Thank you very much. Thank you. Just always kind.
我每次去都是用很好的态度，每次跟他说非常谢谢，然后跟他微笑这样子。
However, no change in her. Never anything.
但是他的态度没有改变。
One day something happened though. I had an opportunity.
就有一天呢，有发生一件事情，给了我一个机会。
Another customer came and she said, "Hey, I'll ring him up later. I'll serve you first."
结果呢，有一天我去的时候呢，我后面又来了一个人，他这个就跟后面那个讲说，好，你先来点餐，我再来弄他的三明治。So
she would make all the sandwiches first, and then she would ring people up.
所以呢，他就去做他三明治，然后就来给我们结账。And
the customer said, "No, actually, go ahead and ring him up first, and then you can make my sandwich."
后面那个人就说：“你先把他给结了吧，然后你再做我的三明治。
She said, no, I help you, and then I ring it up together.
但是呢，他就坚持的说，不要，我先来点你的菜，然后一起做，一起结账。
He insisted, no, go ahead.
结果呢，他就跟他讲说，你先做他的吧。
And she sternly said, no.
他说不要，我就是一起做。
So the guy was like, okay, and then he ordered, and she began to ring us up together.
所以呢，那他就做了我们两个的三明治，然后就开始给我们两个结账。
And then I told her, oh, I'm going to pay for him as well, this guy, this customer.
结果我就跟那个服务员说，好吧，那就我也付他的这个三明治一起。
And at that moment, she was taken back, like, why on earth would you do that?
那个时候引起他的注意了，他就想说：“你为什么要这样做呢？”
She said, "You're a student. You don't need to pay for him."
他就说：“你是个学生，你不要替他买单。”
I said, "No, I want to pay." And the guy thanked me and left.
我说：“没关系，我就买他的单。”那个人就谢谢我就走了。
And then I also gave her a tip.
那我又给了这个服务员小费。
She was so surprised that I would do that, and her demeanor towards me completely changed.
结果呢，他很惊讶、吃惊我会这样做，所以他对我的态度就来了一个大大的改变。
And I would go frequently, and every time I went there, I'd always tip.
所以呢，从此以后我每次去的时候，我都会给他小费。
And she said, "You don't need to do that. You're a student."
他就说你还是个学生，不需要这样做。
And we also began to have conversations.
结果我们就开始有聊天了。
She told me she was Muslim and that she had different customs and she had kids, and she told me about her life.
他就说呢，他是穆斯林人，然后呢，他的生活啊，他的习俗啊，他有小孩，他的家庭。
And we had a great encounter, and it would never have happened if Jesus had not given me His light, His life, and His love towards me.
所以呢，我就跟他有了一个很好的交流。如果我没有从耶稣这边得到我耶稣给我的这个生命爱哈这些东西这些的亮光的话呢，我也没有办法跟他这样子相处。
And John 1:4 says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men."
就约翰福音第一章第四节就说，生命在他里头，这个生命就是人的光。
In Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men.
耶稣就是生命耶稣也就是这个光。
I had a glimpse of his love that was bestowed upon me from others.
我就从别人那边呢看到了这个一线光。
They too were in darkness. They had people shine Jesus' light in them and gave them life.
他们呢那个时候也是在黑暗里头，他们也是从别人那边得到耶稣给的光跟生命。
Love is not easy.
爱是不容易的。
It was not easy for Jesus to bear our sins on the cross.
所以呢，要耶稣在十字架上承担我们的罪孽呢，也是不容易的。
But he still did it.
但是耶稣还是这样做了。
It was not easy for people to love those living in darkness, but they still love them.
就是要去爱那些生活在阴暗的环境里头的人是不容易，但是还是要去这样做。
It was not easy for people to show their love into my life, but they still did it.
所以那些人来讲，要他们在我身上给我爱是不容易，但是他们还是也这样做了。
It will never be easy, and it's not supposed to be.
就要去爱人家，永远不会是容易的，但是也不应该是容易的。
Jonah received mercy and compassion, but when it came down for others to receive it, he was angry because he felt they did not deserve it.
所以呢，约拿是从神那边得到神的恩典、慈惠、慈爱，但是呢，别人要得到的时候，约拿就不高兴了，他觉得他们不配得。
Oftentimes, we will think about those who God has called us to love.
有的时候，我们常常想，神要这个呼应我们，呼召我们要去爱某一些人。
We could think about what they are and what they've done and who they are.
我们就想这个人他做了什么事，为什么我们要去爱他？
And we could always say, "No way, not me. I'm not going to help them. They don't deserve it."
我们也说不行，我绝对没办法去爱他，他根本不配。
So I want to ask you guys, who are you fleeing from?
所以我今天对你们的问题就是说，你是在逃避谁？
Who has God called you to love?
谁有呼召你要去爱哪一些人？
And don't forget, Jesus is the life who brings light.To all people.
所以我们不要忘记，耶稣呢，他的光，他的爱是给所有的人的。
To you and to me.
也是就是给你跟给我。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father God, thank you again for this day, this life, and this light that you've given us, God. I pray that we go on, we reflect, and we see what you've done in our lives, and we use that power.And we never forget what you've done on the cross. And we go out to love those who will always just trample upon it, rip it apart, and take it and take advantage of it in our lives. But God, we know what you've done in our lives. We feel it, and we see your power. We see your goodness, your graciousness, and your mercy, and your abundance of love. And I pray that we can have that same power, that same light into those people, into every single person. Even if we feel like they never deserve it, we know it's not going to be easy. But we continue on, God. So I pray that we will continue on. Thank you, God. We love you. Say these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.